Hello, everybody. This is Rafal Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast. This week, we are reading Parshas Shelach, which for the most part, the first half, deals with the episode and the aftermath of the episode of the 12 spies who entered the Holy Land, 10 of whom told their fellow Jews that there was no point in actually entering the land and the fallout and the decree of having to spend 40 years in the desert. However, that is not all that there is in the parsha. What I would like to speak about today is actually the next passage in that very parsha, which deals with the mitzvah of the menachos and nisachim. Menachos are flower offerings. Nisachim is the wine libation. So what does that mean? So people are familiar with the idea, but it appears for the first time in this parsha that when a Jew would bring a korban, a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, then when bringing the animal sacrifice of a mammal, so whether an ox or a ram or a sheep, lamb, or a goat, they had to bring what I like to call a side dish, so that it wasn't enough, let's say, to bring an ox, but when you bring the ox, you have to bring a mincha, korban mincha as well. Even though the Torah in Parshas Vayikra says that a Jew has the option of just bringing a flower offering, but if he wants, he can bring an animal offering. When he does bring an animal offering, he has to bring a wheat offering as well. So what does this mean? So, practically speaking, as the parsha lists, so for the bull, he would bring an amount, 3 esronim of wheat mixed with half a hin, these are volume measurements, of oil. And then he would also have to bring wine, and the wine would consist of half a hin, again, a volume measurement of wine, which would be poured onto the altar. So what's the point of this? Why is there a requirement? Why can't you just let a guy bring an ox if he wants to bring an ox? Why do you have to all of a sudden add a surcharge of telling him that he has to bring wheat and wine as well? So what I would like to answer is not an answer that connects to the story of the spies. I will leave that for others, or I will leave that for another time. What I want to suggest over here is that a person who is bringing the ox or an animal, the animal is a substitute for his own life, meaning a human being is also an animal. So a human being brings an animal as a gift. He is giving a gift of life to Hashem. This is something that goes to the dawn of humanity. The Torah tells us that Cain and Hevel understood that it was worth bringing gifts to Hashem. And Hevel realized that there was a gift of giving the best of animal life to Hashem. However, a person can be lofty and decide he wants to give a gift of life. However, when you ask him, what does that mean? Practically speaking, he says, look, I'm giving a gift, right? I'm giving you a blood transfusion. What better gift is there than a blood transfusion? I would say, I'll tell you what a better gift would be. Give me parnasa. Give me something that brings you joy. Share that with me. And this is what Hashem is saying over here. We often like to think, you know, if the time would come, I would sacrifice my very life for God. Like those great holy martyrs in Jewish past, in millennia past, who gave their lives for Hashem. And we say, thank you very much for your willingness to give your life. Are you willing to give some of your parnasa? You see, wheat and the agricultural system represents parnasa. Are you willing to give your parnasa? Are you willing to share your livelihood for Hashem in this world? People will say, maybe, maybe not. It's like that old Benny Youngman joke about your money or your life. I'm thinking. You ask a person, are you willing to share some of the pleasure of life, to maybe reduce the pleasure of life for the sake of Hashem? That's also something that people find difficult. And that is symbolized by wine, because wine obviously brings joy. So what the Torah is saying over here is that when you show your willingness to give of the richness of your life itself to Hashem, always remember that this also means, practically speaking, that you need to think about giving of your parnasa, sharing your parnasa with Hashem, and sharing joy and pleasure of life with Hashem as well, so that one's willingness to be religious, if you will, to use that word, also has other meanings as well, which is thinking about how to share your parnasa and thinking about how to share your joy. With this, I want to wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.